Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In this episode, we talk the last week of Tiny Leaps, and I give you the schedule for next week's episodes. I just want to take a moment to say thank you because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and I am absolutely astounded at the incredible support you've shown for this show. Honestly, this show is growing so much faster than I expected, and it's all thanks to you. This is the second weekly review episode, and I want to know what you think. So reach out to me on Twitter in the coming week, and let's have a chat about the show, your life, and what you'd like to hear more of. My Twitter handle is at Greg Clunas. The reason I do these reviews is because I want this show to be very transparent with you. Yes, it's about the strategies and techniques we can all use to improve our lives, but at the end of the day, this show doesn't exist without you. So I want to keep you in the loop on everything that's going on, how it's growing, and most importantly, I want to get your feedback on the direction the show is going. All right, let's jump into some of the highlights. Over the course of this past week, we crossed 20,000 total downloads, just 23 days since the show went live. Honestly, that is incredible. And as of this recording, we are number 22 in the overall health charts in iTunes. Like, I cannot thank you guys enough for showing me this ridiculous amount of support. The show is steadily doing about 2,000 to 3,000 downloads per day, and that is still growing very quickly. And another cool thing that happened is I got one of our episodes cross-published in the Huffington Post. Now, I plan on using this as another avenue to grow our community, so you can expect to see more of those articles moving forward. And finally, in the past week, I launched the My Tiny Leaps game. It's being played right now on Instagram and Twitter, and honestly, if you haven't yet, you should join. The rules are simple. Every day, I give you a quest that is worth a set amount of experience points. To turn it in, you follow the quest instructions, take a photo, and upload it to Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag MyTinyLeaps. When you turn it in, you earn the experience points and get closer to leveling up. Then, at the end of each week, I publish everyone who has played with their name, current level, total experience, and quests completed on the website. I'm going to also, hopefully, start including that in this weekly roundup. This game kind of launched to crickets, but that's no big deal because I know that this system is going to make it much more fun for us to start building the habits and strategies we need to upgrade our lives. All right, let's get into the recap from last week's episode. Monday the 18th, we released the 80-20 rule and how it relates to productivity. This was a super compact episode that focused primarily on introducing you to the 80-20 rule and breaking down how it can be used to be more productive. This was episode 11. Tuesday the 19th was a full episode on sleep and why prioritizing it may be the one thing you can do to earn more success in your life. This was episode 12. Wednesday the 20th, we did a book review for Steal Like an Artist. Honestly, it is a great book and it's all about how we can all harness creativity without having to invent something new. This was episode 13. Thursday the 21st was an episode about stress and how it works within the body. This was a really cool episode where I broke down the process we go through when we face stress on a daily basis and how we can combat that. This was episode 14. Friday, the 22nd, was an episode about anxiety, how it's different from stress, and the big surprise that anxiety is actually a very good thing in small doses. This was episode 15. And finally, yesterday on Saturday, the 23rd, it was an episode on caffeine and whether or not it helps us to focus or stay productive. This was episode 16. These were all great episodes that I'm extremely proud of, but I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas and let me know what you liked, disliked, hated, etc., etc., etc. Here is the schedule for next week's show. Monday the 25th, I've got an episode planned on whether or not there's a difference between staying up late or going to bed early. Tuesday the 26th, I'm working on an episode about the effects of not having to make your own decisions or just choosing not to make decisions. Wednesday the 27th, I want to do an episode about our energy levels and some natural ways we can keep our energy up as the day drags on. Thursday the 28th is all about daydreaming and the benefits it can have when we allow ourselves to experience it. Friday the 29th will be an episode about the effects of music and our psychology or our mood. Saturday the 30th, I'll be reviewing the book The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. Now, you've heard me mention it in the past, so I thought it made sense to give it its own episode. And Sunday the 31st, of course, will be another review episode just like this one. Now, I'm working on a way for you to automatically add this schedule to your calendar each week, but I haven't quite figured it out yet. So for now, you'll just have to subscribe on iTunes to make sure you don't miss out. Now, for those of you who actually take the time to listen to these episodes, I just want to say thank you so much. I really, really hope you've had an amazing week, and I look forward to spending the week ahead with you. With that said, I'll leave you guys with an easy quest for today. On Twitter or Instagram, I want you to share one thing you are thankful for from this past week. Use the hashtag MyTinyLeaps and get into the game. This quest is worth 10 points. That's it for episode 17. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, the greatest compliment you could pay it is leaving a rating and review on iTunes, as well as subscribing to get future episodes. Here's a great review by a listener named Gene. Awesome topics. Indeed, small things that are easy to do and easy not to do will make all the difference. Looking for more. Well, thank you so much, Gene. I completely agree that it's always the small things that make the most difference. If you'd like to have your review read on the show, well, you've got to leave one. So go ahead and do it so that I can read your name on the air. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.